Behalom. Now, what is the Shub Behalom? There are two stories. Number one, when Isa alayhi salam was in that particular house in that jungle, so when he was surrounded by 4,000 or some soldiers, you know, of the king, and they wanted to arrest him and take him to the court of the king. One story is that when Hazrat Isa alayhi salam came to know there is no way out now, they are here on the door. So he asked one of his disciples, they were about 12 disciples he had, or followers, Hawariyin. So he said, who can sacrifice his life, go out and pretend like you are the Isa? And because if they kill you, you must be killed, and you will have the place with me in paradise. So who wants to sacrifice his life for the better life in hereafter? So one of the disciples stood up. He said, Ya Nabi of Allah, I am prepared to sacrifice my life for your sake, for your protection. So Isa alayhi salam gave him his own clothes, jubbah and turban, whatever he was wearing, and gave it to him. And he wore it and he went out. And it was darkness of the night. So because of the clothing, because of the turban, because of the appearance, they thought, the soldiers who came to arrest Isa alayhi salam, that this is Isa alayhi salam came out from the house. So they arrested him, one of the disciples of Isa alayhi salam, thinking he is the real Isa. Shub Behalom. So they arrested him, they went to the king, and king ordered him to crucify. This is one story. Another story is that when one of his Hawari, one of his disciples, one of his followers betrayed him, and he went to the king and spy against Isa alayhi salam, that I know where he's hiding, I can show you, I can take you over there, but you grant me some position, you know, some wealth. He said, yes, we promise you, if you capture him, you will have the position, you will be one of our ministers. So because of that greed, he brought them to that particular place or that particular house. A munafiq, hypocrite. So when Jibreel Islam came and informed him that these people are your enemies, are here already, they want to arrest you, and I'm here to rescue you. We're going to go up from the roof, not from the door, but from the roof direct. So when that spy entered into that particular house, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed or resembled that spy or that munafiq who brought these soldiers to this place, looks like Isa alayhi salam. And Isa alayhi salam meanwhile is gone up with Jibreel alayhi salam to the heaven. Now as the soldiers enter and they're looking around, they found this person look like Isa alayhi salam, they arrested him. And he's crying, he's screaming, oh, I'm one of you, I'm the one who brought you here. He said, no, you are lying, your face looks like Isa alayhi salam. You are lying, you want to protect yourself. You don't want to be killed, but you are the real Isa. Because he was just looking like Isa alayhi salam. Allah Ta'ala resembled and changed his face, looks like Isa alayhi salam. So they arrested that munafiq, that betrayal, took him into the court, and he was crucified. Wallahu alam. Quran only say walakin subbehlam. Whatever happened, it happened. So according to Christian belief, he was crucified, and after 3 days he was resurrected, and then he went to the heaven. They still believe he is alive in the heaven, just like we believe. Difference is this: according to Holy Quran, wama qataluhu wama salabuhu, they did not kill him directly, or they did not crucified him. He was live with the soul and the body. He was taken away just like that, miraculously, to the heaven with Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. And since then he is still there, from the age of 33, as it is. His age is not changed. He did not become old because of this 2000 year past now. No, he is still as young as 33 years old. And this is the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why it is said the mature age of the human being is age of 33. And that is why according to one riwayat, inshallah, with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we all will enter into paradise, our ages will be same 33 years. Everyone will be the same age, old person, young person. Allah ta'ala make everyone at the age of 33. And inshallah, we will enjoy this youth, or this age will not become old. It will remain forever the same age. May Allah make all of us Jannati, inshallah. Amen. So, then before the Qiyamah, he will descend. And then his age will start. Just like something you keep in the freeze and it's frozen. It's just stuck there in the same thing. When you bring it out, then start melting or it will become colder. So when Isa alayhi salam will descend, according to one riwayat, that he will live for 40 years. According to another riwayat, he will live for 7 years. Another riwayat, 45 years. Wallahu alam. Then he will get married. Then he will have children. Then he will rule over the people. And there will be only Islam. Because first thing, he will kill the Dajjal. He will break the cross. And he will fix the jizya and tax, no more tax. You don't have to worry to pay any tax. And after that, all those Christians who were waiting for the Messiah, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam made them or convert them to the Islam. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, when he will descend, he is not going to continue his Christianity as they believe. Because they couldn't ever believe from the time of Adam alayhi salam all the way to our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is only one religion, Deen of Islam, Inna Deen and Allah in Islam. They made this different sectors, Judaism and Christianity and this and that. But according to Islam, you know, according to the Quran and in Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Islam is not from the 1400 years ago when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started preaching or proclaiming as a prophet of Allah. No, Islam was from the time of Adam alayhi wa sallam. First mu'min or first Muslim was Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. And then Nuh alayhi salam. There's continuation all the way. Also, this the Sharia wise, it will different. Sharia was like Salat and how many rakat of Salat, how many days of fasting. That was a different according to every Sharia. But the basic and fundamental belief, oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Risalat and prophethood of the Rasul of the time, and Yawmul Qiyamah, Day of Judgment, life after death, all Jannat in Jahannam, Yawmul Qiyamah, Day of Resurrection. These are the fundamental beliefs and principle is same from the time of Adam alayhi salam till our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he will get married, he will have children, he will perform Hajj. According to the Sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is going to rule over the people and there will be only Muslims. There will be no Christian, no Jewish, no Hindu, no Buddhist. When Isa alayhi salam will appear, he's going to make everyone Muslim. You accept Kalima la ilaha illallah or you will be killed. There is no second option. There will be no choice. All the Jewish who will follow the Dajjal, they will be killed. Over 70,000, according to one riwayat, the 70,000 Jewish will follow the Dajjal. And they believe the Dajjal as their leader. They are waiting for their Messiah. So, they all will be killed. If they don't accept Islam, they will be killed. Similarly, Christians, Isa alayhi salam will give them option, you know, recite Kalima la ilaha illallah or you will be killed. You cannot follow on continue your Christianity. I am here now and I am inviting you towards Islam. Accept Islam, you will be saved, otherwise you will be killed. There is no other option. So, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam's time, everyone all over the world, will be only one religion, they will only follow Islam, and the Sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will continue. And according to the Sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam will rule over the people, and there will be the time of prosperity, time of peace, time of tranquility. There will be no chaos, there will be no fighting, there will be no arrogance, there will be no pride, there will be no jealousy. There will be no enmity. All this disease will be set down. The prosperity will be there. Love will be there. Peace will be there. That's why in one of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a wealthy person will go out to pay his zakat, no one will be there to accept his zakat. Say, no, I'm not poor. I can give you more than what you want to give it to me. 2.5% is nothing. So everyone will be rich. No one will accept zakat. And he said, one sajda in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for them will be better than the whole world and whatever contains. Today, we are coming to the salat, we make so many sujood, but we don't consider like that. We don't feel in our hearts that I'm making one sajda with the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This tawfiq of making one sajda inside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is better than the whole world and whatever contains. We don't have that feeling. We don't have that understanding. But the time will come and everyone will make sujood in such a manner that if a people will offer, okay, I'll give you the whole world. Okay, no, I don't want the whole world. I just want one sajda in front of Allah. That will be the value of sujood at the time of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Should be today also. Because this is only the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we can come to the masjid. We cannot come to the masjid with our own wish. It's a tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah ta'ala made upon us, you have to wish. You have to try. It's not that someone argue, oh, Imam said, I don't have to go masjid until Allah will send someone, Jibreel salam, to pick me up. Jibreel salam is not going to pick you up. You have to ignite your own car. You got the car. Come to the masjid. It's your responsibility. But Allah will give you tawfiq to come to the masjid. Allah will give you tawfiq to pray salat with the congregation. Allah will give you tawfiq to fast. All this without the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot happen. But for that, we have to try, we have to strive. This is our responsibility as a Muslim. So I'm just going to translate one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that prior to the Yawm al-Qiyamah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, prior to the Yawm al-Qiyamah, that Isa alayhi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is going to descend on the Manarat al-Sharqiyah, on the eastern Manarat of Damascus, the Jami Masjid of Damascus, and he will kill the Dajjal, he will break the cross, and the prosperity will spread throughout the world, and there will be only one religion is going to prosper throughout the world. Then Hazrat Isa, according to one riwayat, Rasulullah even said that when Hazrat Isa al-Islam will die, is a natural death, people will perform Salatul Janaza and he will be buried next to me. That's why it is said in the Rawdah Mubarak, there is one grave, one place is reserved for Isa al-Islam. Abu Bakr Siddiq and Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhum are buried in that same Hujra Mubarak. But then one place is left for Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So people of that time, they will perform Salatul Janaza and they will bury him next to our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, on the Yawm al-Qiyamah, I will resurrect from my grave with my brother Isa alayhi salam and with my companions, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq and Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And these all four groups will proceed towards the Maidan Hashr. May Allah grant us tawfiq to understand this point and teach our kids and our new generation. This is our true belief that Isa alayhi salam was not killed. He is alive. He will descend prior to the Yawm al-Qiyamah.